بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and dear brothers and friends and youngsters and those listening over the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There is no categoric instruction that at every occasion that a person have to give a talk. Laylatul Qadr, it comes with a talk because of the occasion. Yawmul Jumu'ah, it comes with a talk because of the occasion. Likewise, Shab-e Barat and many other occasions, the khutbah is what is the actual masnoon sunnah. However, when people gather, it gives us the opportunity to say a few words about Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which will be beneficial to each and every one of us. Being the month that is so important in the history, you find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as they say, the demise as well as the birth took place in this month. So only the right of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we mention the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Obviously the sunnats, they run into a huge amount of sunnats, many amount, you know, there's many sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But looking at the relevant moment, this is after Maghrib Salah. Then there's so many different, nawafil and practices of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Among them is awabin. Hazrat Mu'abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatum say, Awabin, another name for it is Tawabin. Anything from 6 rakats right up to 20 rakats. Our Shaykh Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib mentioned that this very easily to do it. When we're reading the 2 rakat sunnat, then we make niyat of 2 awabin. And after that, you're reading 2 nafil, just make another niyat of 2 awabin. And after that, just think of it in this way. When somebody has a good meal, after that someone bring one small dessert, some chevro or something, you'll say, have it. So let's make another 2 rakats. And the reward of this, I remember Mo Yusuf Sahib mentioning many times, he said that 12 years of Nafil Ibadat Sawab, where are we going to get an investment letter? This is after Maghrib now. Obviously, we all seated for this occasion, but keep this as a ma'mul of our life. The other thing is, in connection with the occasion that is taking place, Nikah, at every occasion we try and bring alive some sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One is where a nikah should be done in an open where people can be witness to it. That is a sunnah also. Obviously we in the masjid, but the parameters, because of the different, you know, greetings and the sound in the masjid, we have decided we have it here. But at the same time, nikah in the masjid. And then something that you don't find much with Nabi alayhi salam used to do, and Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed his daughter's nikah. Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed his daughter's nikah. Obviously a person who's aware how to go about it, they will do it. But in this situation, it gives us the opportunity also to bring alive this sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Azwaj-e Mutahharat, they were a support unto each other. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a young age. And say the hikmat of this, that today when somebody wants to store his information, today when somebody wants to keep important things, Ma Aisha from the Muhaddisin, she's among the leaders, and great Sahaba would refer to her as to what is what. So, in support with regards to deen, Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, monetary support to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, wal mu'minun wal mu'minatu ba'duhum, awliya'u ba'd. Husband and wife to support each other in the matters of deen. And that means that each one to see that how they can take each one to Jannah. And make that effort. In this time, there's so much of turbulences around us. We will not go into any one of them. But you can work out the mathematics that at the moment, Muslims and Islam, they looked at as the spoke in the wheels. But if each home and each couple tries their best and they make their own Muslim empire in their own house, inshallah something will come of that. At the same time, daily talim to the best of our ability should take place in our house. At the same time, the sunnat methods of eating, at all time to see that sunnats come alive. See, today the whole ummah is talking about conquering, about sorting out things in the world. But there's taqat in sunnat, as we find in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, as we find in the time of Sahaba, that the sunnah of miswak was missing. So when they made effort on that, say right, the enemies, they got overawed. Then at the same time, the effort of deen to bring alive sunnah. And what is this? Connection with mashayikh, connection with our seniors. Each and every person needs that connection with his senior, because the roads in Durban, as you find, I don't know how is it in other places, but always you need alignment. To have some a senior over us, then in life a person can reach the doors of Jannah. At the same time, the effort of Dawat and Tabligh. The effort of Dawat and Tabligh gives a couple an opportunity to make effort together for the sake of deen. It gives them the opportunity to make effort for bringing alive the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What effort is this? To go in a mastura jamaat. Mastura jamaat is a very palatable way of going out in the path of Allah, and a lot of people have changed their life in this. So each and everyone is encouraged to the best of ability to host jamaats to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. At the same time, in this zamana, the institution of dua is very, very important. Every person take the opportunity, mubarak occasion, mubarak times, to make dua and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us out of all these problems and to keep us happy in dunya, qabr and akhirat. And I like to say this, Allah will do it, and Allah has done it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for us. Ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين ونستغفر ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال ومن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني جناب حافظ عمر جنید پارک صاحب I give to you my daughter Unisa in your nikah for the agreed mahar that we have spoken about. So repeat after me in the mic. نكحتها
نكحتها
وقبلتها
I have
accepted her as my bride.
As my bride.
Fellow, all the signing will take place after this. Mullah Chuan, sir. Shalom. Mullah will meet her to answer.
اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين يا بديع السماوات والأرض ويا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. O most merciful, gracious, compassionate, generous, loving Allah. O Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents. Ya Allah, forgive our spouses, our siblings, our children, all of our family members, and Allah, forgive the whole ummah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, bless this nikah with mawadda, with love, with consideration that each spouse has for the other, each one has kindness for the other, and O most merciful Allah, this nikah coming into being has come into being, Ya Allah, on your name, in the tariqah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, this home that has come into being, Ya Allah, keep it and all our homes, Ya Allah, qaim on tawheed and your oneness, Ya Allah, your ibadat, Ya Allah, and O most merciful Allah, on the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O most merciful Allah, bless this couple, O Allah, with the best of awlad and the best of offspring, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, such awlad and such offspring, Ya Allah, there will be the coolness of the parents' eyes, the coolness of the eyes of the grandparents and the families. O Allah, that becomes the flag bearers of Islam and the shining stars of your deen. O Allah, becoming obedient to you and following the sunnah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O most merciful Allah, amongst us, Ya Allah, and in ummat, Ya Allah, all those that are in the bond of nikah, Ya Allah, strengthen those bond of nikah, Ya Allah, with love and mawaddat, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, grant muhabbat in our homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant muhabbat, O Allah, in our families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant muhabbat in our communities, Ya Allah. Grant muhabbat in ummat of our Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, create the bond, O Allah, of love between the two families, O Allah, of the bride and the bridegroom. And O most merciful Allah, above all, Ya Allah, create the bond between us and you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah, make us yours. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami dina wa bi sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulan wa nabiyya. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Mashallah, come closer, boys. Mashallah, Allah accept, inshallah, we're coming. Program is about to begin. Let us sit close to each other, inshallah. Closer we will sit, Allah Ta'ala will unite our hearts. Mashallah. Allah Ta'ala accept your sacrifice. The Saturday night. We have been in many, many places. Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq and the ability to come and sit in His house. This is a very, very great ni'mat and a favor from Allah Rabbul Izzat. You see, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this person the deen of Allah. Allah blesses a person with iman. And when Allah loves a person even more, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the person the understanding of deen. Person will understand his deen. And if Allah loves a person even more than that, then Allah Ta'ala grants the person the fikr of deen. The worry for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have come here because we have the understanding of deen, mashallah. We have deen, Allah has blessed us with iman. And more than that, Allah Ta'ala has given us the worry and the fikr of deen. This gathering here is a very, very important gathering. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has so much of time for the youth. Because you are the future of our deen. Especially in the time that we are living in, we have to engage in all of these gatherings. Maybe we'll sit in the company of the pious, the akabirin. We'll listen to the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can come into our heart. Today we are all youngsters. We know what is happening in the world around us. We know all the things that are inviting us. All of the soccer stars and all of the so-called important people of the world. And we see how much of effort is being made to contribute to, according to their lifestyle, to push their lifestyle and to push their agenda. But we know the true success lies in the deen of Allah and in the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So mashallah, Allah ta'ala accept your coming inshallah. The main talk will start in a few minutes while we are waiting for the rest of the youngsters to come forward inshallah. There's a few more boys inshallah at the back. I think they're still chowing the kajur. Inshallah, after our program there's some ikram for the boys downstairs also. So I think some of the boys went for the starters. We'll just wait for them to come to the front, mashallah. Come sit closer, boys, mashallah. Such a beautiful gathering, alhamdulillah. Beautiful gathering. Most of us are young here. The others like myself, we are young at heart. That's why we're sitting here. Beard is gone grey, but we're young at heart, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala will take us and use us for the khidmat of deen. They say to understand the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to listen to the deen of Allah Ta'ala, you come close. To listen, you come close. And to understand the deen, we have to go far and wide. To listen, to listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we come close. To understand this deen, we have to go far and wide, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala use each and every one of us. We are very, very young. Allah give us long life with afiyat and with ease. And use us for the khidmat of Allah's deen. Because this is the most important deen. Person once said that a nation, group of people, community is not in need of a sword. That nation whose youth have the steel, who have the character of steel, they don't need a sword. Why? Because through their akhlaq and their good character, Allah Rabbul Izzat will spread nur and hidayah to the four corners of the world. Allah Ta'ala's help and nusrat will come. So mashallah, most of our youngsters, yeah, come close inshallah. Sit close, my brothers. Sit close inshallah. Come as close as possible. Allah Ta'ala will unite our hearts. And when we sit and listen to the talk of deen, there are a few things that we keep in mind. Number one, we sit with this intention that, oh Allah, I have come into your house. I have come to listen to the words of your words and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, make me understand these words. And we will sit with attentiveness inshallah. And how we sit with attentiveness, we look at the face and the mouth of the speaker. And we don't worry about who is speaking, but what is being said. And we will sit with yaqeen and conviction that these are the words of Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will sit with mujahada. I want to maybe reach for my phone in the pocket. Or maybe I just want to go and have a sip of water at the back. But we have dedicated this time for Allah. So we will sit with this mujahada, with sacrifice. My legs might be paining. I want to change my position. But sit in this position, inshallah, of tashahud. It is a position of adab and respect. And sit with mujahada of our nafs. That I'm going to sit here and I'm going to get full benefit. So inshallah, and sit with the azmat and greatness in our heart. That we have come here to listen to the words of Allah and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the understanding, inshallah. So to sit and to listen attentively. And may Allah Ta'ala, through these few words, inshallah, imbue in our hearts the tawfiq and the ability to make the khidmat of His deen, inshallah. I'll hand you over to our speaker now, inshallah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu wa-salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal-mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alayhi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa salim. Dear friends and respected elders, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who through His infinite grace and His mercy, He has gathered us tonight, mashallah, in one of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we can make His zikr and we can take His name. As we know, beloved friends and respected elders, when the youth gather in the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala becomes very, very happy. You know, like how our seniors, when they get happy, when they see so many youngsters, mashallah, the youngsters are filling the masajid, how happy Allah ta'ala must be getting. You know, when youngsters could be doing anything on a Saturday night, yet they optionally chose to come into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take His name and His remembrance. Beloved friends and respected elders, you know, Allah ta'ala has made it such that He has given us this beautiful gift of iman and this deen that we have. You know, and as a youngster, it's a big ni'mah and a bounty. You know, a youngster's writing in an exam, for example, he's writing his geography paper or Afrikaans paper or something, and now he's puzzling, in our words. He's just the hardest paper. Afrikaans taal paper, isn't it? Now he's thinking, hey, multiple choice, can't understand the question, can't understand the answers, doesn't even know what's the instructions, how he's going to answer this paper. So there's one youngster in our university, he used to just read durood in the paper, to tell us, whenever I got any multiple choice questions, I just start the durood. And I say, Ya Allah, whatever you guide my heart towards, I'm just going to strike it. And after every exam, you're asking me, how's the marks? Thinking that's the one section I got the most marks. So beloved friends and respected elders, Allah Ta'ala gave us His deen so that we can become successful in dunya and akhirah. And as we know, this deen that we have is like a cheat code. When a youngster is playing a game, for example, and he wants to know all the cheat codes, how he can get by as soon as possible. You get to the end as quick as possible. So this deen that we have, and the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, is a cheat code for life. How a person with this kalima, he can become successful. And this was the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the effort of Sahaba, to go around spreading this kalima, so that people can understand, through this kalima I will achieve all my objectives and attain whatever I want in life. You know, through the kalima of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a person at the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu, who Uthman radiallahu anhu dispatched him to go to Persia. And he was sent to conquer a place called Hira. So when he came to the area, he found that it was completely fortified. And for days and days and days, they were encamped on the outside. The enemy instructed them that only when you're coming, we're going to engage you. We've got enough supplies to last us a whole year. So he started fasting one day after the next. Ya Allah, how are we going to enter into this fort? So every day when he was about to break his fast, his khadim used to come and leave the food. So after he used to perform his Maghrib Salah, he used to go and look for the food, he used to see the food is not there. So first day he kept quiet, second day he rap again, he kept quiet. Third day he was wondering, hey, I need to find out what's happening. So he called the khadim, he said, what's happening here? Every day I'm fasting, there's no meals that are being prepared. Khadim is saying, wallahi, I have prepared your meals. 3 days in a row. He's saying, but every day I'm finding there's nothing happening. So the khadim is thinking, something ajib, maybe there's someone in the army that's eating the food, what's happening? So the fourth day, the army sahab is fasting again. With the intention, Ya Allah, how we can conquer this area. So as he breaks his fast, the khadim sees, as he lays down the food, a dog comes and takes the food and runs away. So this dog is coming from inside the fort. So the story comes in Conquest of Sahaba also. So this khadim follows the dog. He leaves the encampment and he goes towards the river. And he finds that the dog is going through a sewer pipe in the river. He becomes elated. Comes back to the Amir. Amir says, you won't believe what I found. Entrance into the city from the back. So the Amir instructed the army quietly in the middle of the night. All of them went in. And he was the first to go in. They opened up the fort and they conquered. SubhanAllah. Through what, beloved brothers? Through Amal. And through activating the unseen assistance of Allah Ta'ala through the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So beloved friends, respected elders, this kalima that we have, the reality of it has to come into our lives. What power we have, what ability we have, what access to the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we have, we can never imagine. But Sahaba understood. One day, Hadith Anas radiallahu an, he comes out of his home, famous incident. We probably also heard it. This is a reminder also. This is not a bayan's reminder, Mawlias would have gave the bayan, you know. MashaAllah. So he comes out of his home, and he finds due to the intensity of the heat, his crops at stake. The heat in Medina was severe, so all his crops were withering away. So he says, this is trouble for my stock and my profits. So he goes back into the house, he makes wudu, he reads 12 cards of salah. Starts imploring Allah Ta'ala, making dua. Looking up at the sky, he sees no effect. He reads another 2 rakats of salah, making dua to Allah. So Khadim asks him, said, oh Anas, what are you doing? He says, I'm trying to change the weather, in my own words. He's trying to change the weather. He says, yes. Another 2 rakats of salah, nothing happening. He says, something wrong with my salah. He goes back, he makes another fresh wudu, another 2 rakats of salah. On the fourth occasion, he finds that clouds have formed. So he tells his slave that go around the perimeters of my farm and see what coverage is cloud, what area this cloud is covering. The Khadi comes back, he says, Ya Anas, only above your farm are these clouds. Imagine, 2 rakats of salah, what he's doing? He's changing the weather system, changing the system of Allah Ta'ala. And as we know also, we get Salatul Istisqa, same thing, where the ulama, they take the people out into the open and the two rakats of salah, what are we doing? We're using a sunnah amal of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to change the system of the world. That's the power of deen and the power of aman. Brothers, friends, respected elders, as youngsters, the best thing that we can do in this young age of ours is understand what a ni'mat we have to have deen. That every single requirement of mine in my life can be solved through just asking Allah Ta'ala and accessing Allah. And whatever problems I have in my life, whatever needs I have, whatever difficulties I have, the best thing to do is just ask Allah. That's what the hadith Al-Zayfa radiallahu anhu says, that إِذَا حَزَبَهُ أَمْرٌ فَزِعَ إِلَى السَّلَامِ. That whenever a matter perturbed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or worried him, or he became, you know, stressed due to a certain circumstance, immediately he'll resort to salah. Why? Because he understood, if I can just get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will sort out all of my affairs. So brother friends and respected elders, we must make shukr every day. Allah gave us iman. And the best thing that we can do in our young age is uncover how to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to access Allah. And for this, all this fikr is taking place, all these bayans are taking place, the jamaats are moving. How we can just use this deen so that we can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That same Allah who was there at the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam split the moon, that same Allah ta'ala that was there at the time of Musa alayhi wa sallam, when Fir'aun and his army, plus minus 1 million of them, and plus minus 500,000 to 600,000 of Musa alayhi wa sallam's army was there. Imagine you sitting in North Beach one day, and you're moving with you with someone, and you see 1 million of the enemy behind you. And you think, ya Allah, what's going to happen? And then you see Musa alayhi salam split the ocean. They say that time was the first time in history water flew upwards. And 12 pathways, and the fish, everyone moving with them. And he's seeing North Beach, the water going right up to the sky. Subhanallah. What a scene that will be. Who won't believe in Allah then? Right? That same Allah was there. That same Allah is there with us today. That same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was there when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was moving on Abu Bakr radiallahu an. And you're trying to escape from Suraqah bin Malik. And Abu Bakr radiallahu an is worried. That, ya Rasulullah, this person is a master assassin. He's going to catch us. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned around, he made dua. Immediately the horse of Suraqah fell. He was perturbed. And he narrates his incident later when he accepted Islam. He says, oh Abu Jahl, if only you were there on the day when I was chasing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I knew no one fell off. I was a person who never ever fell off my horse. Never ever missed my target. And through the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, twice my horse fell. Eventually I gave up. I said, ya Rasulullah, make dua for me. I'm not going to chase you up anymore. Such was the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, on the day of, one of the days, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in the haram. He was sitting next to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So, Umm Jamil, the wife of Abu Lahab, she comes to Abu Bakr. She says, oh Abu Bakr, where's your friend? Do you know what he's saying about me and my husband? And she narrated the incident about Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab wa Tab. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is looking at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whispered to him, you know, إِنَّهَا لَنْ تَرَانِي. Verily, she will never see me. And she's screaming, where is Muhammad? Tell me where he is. Right? And Allah Ta'ala put a veil on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Beloved friends, that's the deen that we have. That's the power of kalima. So my beloved friends and respected elders, we are here for the whole objective is how we can access this power of Allah, this qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once we have Allah Ta'ala and we understand His power, His zat, His sifat, then there's no need, you know, your parents say you must always have a contact, you know, contact in the law department, contact in the police department. You get pulled over one day, let me just call him up, this guy will sort me out. Any problems I got, someone in home affairs. Our contact is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you got Allah, literally everything in our life is sorted out. You don't even need a backstop even. You know, overboard. What's a backstop? You know. You know what's a backstop? You say, anyway, you got any problem, I'm a phone man, guys, I'm going to sort you out. That's a backstop. Right? If you got Allah ta'ala, you don't need a backstop. Imagine the incident of Ashab al-Fil, when Abu Muttalib, he went on the outside, and he met Abraha, and he came with his army to destroy the Kaaba. And Abraha said, you coming to get your camels? What about the Kaaba? He said, Allah Ta'ala will protect the Kaaba. And Abraha marched towards the Kaaba. Allah Ta'ala sent those birds with 3 stones, one in the beak and 2 in the claws. And it came down like bullets, destroying the army of Abraha. That's the same Allah Ta'ala that we have today, beloved friends. That Allah Ta'ala has every single thing in His control, every single thing in His power. You know, Allah Ta'ala is the one who knows every single thing that's happening. And Allah Ta'ala is Razzaq. Imagine 6 billion people in the world. how many billion creation of Allah Ta'ala. They say one spider, for example. They say 80,000 different species of that one spider. And how many thousands and millions of that one species. And that's for every single creation of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is feeding all of them, sustaining all of them. Allah Ta'ala is aware of all of them. You know, 7 billion people now, last generation, another 7 billion. Before that, billions and billions of people. Like small specks in front of Allah. How many of them Allah Ta'ala is sustaining? Allah Ta'ala is looking after. Allah Ta'ala is protecting. Allah Ta'ala knows what's in every one of them's hearts. If all of them were to ask Allah at the same time, one guy in Japanese making dua, one guy in Chinese, one guy in Spanish, one guy in Portuguese, one guy in English, one guy in Zulu. Imagine, Allah Ta'ala can hear all of them at the same time. Our hearing is not like the hearing of Allah. We can only hear like one thing at a time. Sometimes we can't even hear also. Teacher said, hey, you heard my instruction. Hey, you know, what instruction? You know, one boy will say, mouth, teacher, I didn't hear you. Another guy will say, what instruction are you talking about? You know? Allah can hear everything at the same time. We also can see, in what's in front of us, but we can't see what's happening in Sparks Road, what's happening in Lacey Road, what's happening in Melanson. Imagine Allah's vision encompasses every single thing, all at the same time. And imagine Allah Ta'ala never ever sleeps. In Ayatul Kursi, it mentions about how slumber never overtakes him. What a ni'mat, I mean, what a qudra of Allah. Imagine never ever sleeping. Always awake, always watching, always encompassing every single thing. Beloved friends and respected Allahs, Allah Ta'ala is muta'al, is far above the creation. We are nothing in front of Allah. Imagine if I become the friend of Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah, what I can achieve in my life. So respected friends and elders, the whole objective of why we're here is we can understand Allah. And we can get closer to Allah. You know, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْكِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَةٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the night and day are signs for those of understanding. And if you look around us, we'll see only the qudra and the power of Allah in every single thing that we see. If you look up into the sky also, how Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا. That verily we created the sky as a protective ceiling. And we think, what does this ayat mean? Subhanallah, now if you go into the research of it, how the scientists have discovered how the atmosphere is created. Every single layer in the atmosphere for a different purpose. How you get the troposphere, then the mesosphere, then the exosphere, then the stratosphere. Every single layer created for the protection and for the service of mankind. The first layer where all the weather occurs and all the clouds condense and the rain occurs. And the layer after that, which works like an oven. You know, they say if this layer wasn't there, all the earth's rays will, the heat of the earth, the heat of the sun will hit the earth. And if this layer wasn't there, all the heat will escape. And all of us will freeze to death. Right? And the layer above that defends us from all the harmful UV rays of the sun, where the ozone layer is. If this layer wasn't there, all of us will be burnt to smithereens. And the layer above that, because of that condensed, you can say composition of the chemicals, when the meteors and asteroids enter this layer, it gets burnt out. Now the moon doesn't have this layer. That's why you find so much of, what do you call it, craters. Craters in the moon. Dents everywhere in the moon. Imagine we didn't have that layer. What will happen to us? Everywhere you go, you check on, like potholes. Everywhere in the earth. Sometimes you think maybe it's actually asteroid, you know. The portal of big it is. And the layer above that, the exosphere, which is holding the earth's gravitational force. If this layer wasn't here, all of us would be floating around here. The band would be on the roof there. Subhanallah. So beloved friends, Allah Ta'ala created everything in perfection. Fatabarakullah ahsanul khaliqeen. And wa fi anfusikum afala tubsirun. Allah Ta'ala says, in yourselves also do not see how everything is created to perfection. I was just checking the other day that this one is a heavy stat, right? So I'm going to pull out the wrong and mess up this one. They say a person has 7 trillion nerves in his body. 7 trillion nerves. I was speaking to a doctor from the Kerala Jamaat. He was saying, if one nerve of a person has to become mixed up or tangled or something, he says for 6 months that person will be in hospital. Has to go to physiotherapy, this, that. How many times you pull out a charger or earphones when you're listening to Quran, you know? And I think, how does this thing got tangled? Let's put in like 1 minute ago. Imagine, 7 trillion nerves. And they say, 10,000 to 70,000 thoughts every single day the mind is processing. Right? And the neurons, over 1 billion neurons. Right? And moving 300 miles per second, that's how fast a thought is. Subhanallah. 5 liters of blood in a person's body all the time. Doctors are, you know, maybe I'm saying anything wrong. 5 liters of blood all the time circulating. Subhanallah. 100,000 times a day, a person's heart beats. And 14,000 to 19,000 times a day, a person blinks. We're not even doing anything. Allah Ta'ala is just sorting everything out. Imagine how many billion people in the world, Allah is just, everything is just carrying on. How when a person eats also, after he enjoys it, takes a bite, after it passes the throat, he got no control what's happening. Allah Ta'ala is sorting everything out. I'll send the nutrients here, I'll send the vitamins here, I'll send the minerals here. This is for this organ, this is for that, this is for that. We're not doing anything. How much shukr we have to make to Allah? Now imagine a person who don't have iman. He doesn't even know who's doing all these things. He thinks everything is just happening just like that. That's why Allah Ta'ala gave us the beautiful sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why? So a person now, through his masnoon du'as, all the time is giving himself da'wat. When he's going to the bathroom, he's reminding himself who is the one who's allowing him to go to the bathroom. He's coming out, he's reading the du'a. You know? Ya Allah, you the one who allowed me to release myself. When he's eating, he's giving himself da'wat. When he's in salah, he's giving himself da'wat. Subhana rabbi al-azim, subhana rabbi al-ala. Samiallahu liman hamid, rabbana lak al-hamd. All the time as a reminder that Allah is doing everything. So beloved friends, this is the whole objective, why this program is happening, and why we go in Jamaat also, why we always advise to spend time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? So all the time we can be talking about Allah. All the time we can be rehearsing. Who's the one who's sustaining? Who's the one who's in control? Who's the one who hears everything? Musa alayhi salam, when he was in the cave, so Allah ta'ala instructed him to strike the rock. You want to know how Allah ta'ala feeds and sustains. So he struck the rock. Then one more time Allah ta'ala instructed him, strike the rock one more time. He struck it again. There was a small ant with a leaf in its mouth. What it was saying? Subhanal ladhi may yarani wa yasma'u kalami wa ya'lamu makani. Glory be to the one who can hear me, who knows my whereabouts, you know, who understands my speech. Subhanallah. Imagine one ant like that, praising Allah. How many ants are like that? How many billions of creation? Even Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. That verily everything in the creation of the heavens and the earth glorifies Allah. Right? That means even Jupiter, Mars, Venus, all the atoms in the atmosphere, the sun, the zikr of Allah, the flowers, the grass, the trees, everything engage in tasbih. Anas radhiyallahu anhu mentions one day we were sitting with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and we could hear the tasbih of the food. Subhanallah. Beloved friends and respected elders, the whole objective is to just recognize Allah. So who makes need to recognize Allah first? Every one of us wants to know, who is this creator of mine? Once I got Allah, I am sorted. So as I was saying, that's why we have the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallam's lifestyle, the whole objective of it was da'wat. How the whole ummah can recognize Allah. What is my purpose in life? What is my objective? Where I came from, where I'm heading. And the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, beloved friends, respected elders, is like, you know, when a person is writing an exam, for example, writing Mr. Katwal or Dawood's paper now. Right? Now he says, see here, bye. All of you will hand in your papers. There, I've got the memo over here. And whoever's exam paper is closest to the memo, he'll get the highest marks, right? So the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is like that. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will raise Nabi Sallam to the highest position. And those that emulated him and were closest to his sunnah, they'll get the prize on that day. Allah Ta'ala's VIPs. So beloved friends, that's why another objective why we come out in the path of Allah, so we can bring sunnah in our life. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لُكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says that, say, if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me. Nabi Sallam is saying, Allah is saying, Ya Rasulullah, tell them, follow me. Allah will love you and forgive your sins. And if Allah Ta'ala loves you, then nothing in the world can stop you. There's a narration that comes coming to the effect that when Allah Ta'ala announces his love for a certain person, and how does a person get the love of Allah? By following the sunnah. Then Allah Ta'ala announces to Jibreel, that, oh Jibreel, I love Ismail, or I love Muhammad, or so and so person. So Jibreel says, subhanAllah, Allah loves so and so, I must also love him. So he begins to love him. And then Jibreel announces to all the malaika that, oh malaika, don't you know Allah loves so and so, and I also love him. We also begin to love him. The malaika all begin to love a certain person. Suhail, isn't it? So all the malaika begin to love Suhail. Then the malaika go to the inhabitants of the earth. Ya ahl al ard, Allah loves so and so. Jibreel loves so and so. All the malaika love so and so. you also love so and so. Then all the people of the earth begin to adore and love this person. Then his acceptance becomes established on the earth. Why? Just because he followed the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was a person who was a dietitian, one of the world's leading dietitian researchers, diet researchers. So at the World Dietitian Forum, he accepted Islam. He announced his Islam. So the people asked him, on what basis? He says, for years and years and years I was researching, what is the perfect diet to follow? You know, and the best times of the day to eat, etc., etc. So a Muslim friend told me that, see, there's a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if a person has to eat, then let him eat, he has to, let him eat one third. One third food, one third air, one third water. So he said, just research this thing, maybe it'll help you in your thesis. And when he uncovered the hadith, he found, subhanAllah, my entire life's research is contained in this one sentence. On that basis, he accepted Islam. You know? So in the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now all the scientists are discovering all the benefits of sunnah. Sleeping on the right side, using the low pan, eating with the right hand, eating with the fingers, because there's enzymes in the fingers. You know, using the miswak. If you Google there, natural toothbrush. There's a company in Europe that are selling miswak for 120 rand each. You buy for IGOs and 7 rand. How much are they making? 113 rand profit they're making. Right? And they're saying the natural toothbrush. How are the benefits? How much more beneficial it is than the actual toothbrush, etc., etc. So now they're uncovering all these things. Our Nabi Sam was doing it years ago. Sahaba were doing it years ago. Why? Because they knew in the life of Nabi Sam is definitely success. And beloved friends and respected elders, like how we're saying, we have to try and recognize this, the greatness of Allah, follow the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, bring this deen alive. This is our objective and our purpose. You know, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Nusirtu bishabab, that I was assisted by the youth. You know? And if you look into history, subhanAllah, the youngsters, they were the ones who were at the forefront of every single conquest and all the openings, very, very key points in history. If you look at the one who conquered Constantinople also, he was a Muslim youngster, you know? His name was Muhammad al-Fatih. And the one who conquered Spain also, Tariq bin Ziyad, 24 years old. The one who conquered Hind, you know, because of his barakah, all of us are Muslim. 24 years old, Muhammad bin Qasim. 17, mashallah. 17 years old, Muhammad bin Qasim, subhanAllah. You know, Maslama bin Abdul Aziz also, which I was reading up the other day. He was 24 years old when he made the first attempt at conquering Istanbul. Right? At 24 years old, he was already Amir of Iraq and Armenia. You know? So the youth, my beloved friends and respected elders, plays a very, very vital role. You see, for example, if all the youngsters, how many youngsters there? Maybe 30, 40 youngsters. Imagine if they were here for every single salah. Right? And all these 40 youngsters in Asheville, they made effort to bring another one youngster. Right? Then we'll have 80 youngsters. And if they made effort to bring another one youngster, how many youngsters we'll have? 160 youth. All the youngsters of Asheville will be in the front staff. All our Haji subs will be fighting for the front something. These youngsters are taking over. How easy it is? These 40 youngsters here work together, make some effort. Let's get all the youngsters of Asheville in the masjid. Right? And then they get a bigger crew, and then they do the same thing. And in maybe 2-3 months time, after every 3 days, the whole of Asheville will be here in the masjid. And then in 10 years time, the next generation of youth in Asheville, everyone will be 5-time namazis. SubhanAllah. As you know, beloved friends and respected elders, Allah Ta'ala's condition and ahwal, the conditions that are prevalent in an area, is dependent by the actions of the Muslims. You know, we can blame ESCOM, we can blame, you know, the municipality, we can blame everybody, right? But actual fact, Allah Ta'ala is the one who's in complete control. And if the Muslims do good amal, on a micro and a macro level, Allah will send good conditions. Right? And if me myself, in my own life, if I do good amal, I obey Allah Ta'ala, my 5-time salah, no matter what, in the masjid, with takbiru ula, I stay away from haram, I do whatever is halal, then Allah Ta'ala will send good conditions in my life. And if all the Muslims in the area do good conditions, then the same thing will happen, Allah will send good conditions in that area. Right? So all of us want good conditions, am I right? So what's the solution? All the Muslims have to be in the masjid. And who's going to make that effort? It has to be the youth. If the youth, my beloved friends and respected elders, are active, then Allah Ta'ala will use them for the upliftment of deen. And imagine we'll come on a day of Qiyamah with Abdullah bin Abbas, Hassan and Hussein, radiallahu anh, people who made effort for deen, we'll be with them inshallah. Right? So beloved friends and respected elders, we have to make this effort. We have to make, you know, effort on our friends, effort on each other, so that complete deen can come alive. Only when complete deen comes alive will there be good conditions. And until the point where there is no complete deen, we'll always have all his halat, all his conditions, all his problems. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Right? This is why the effort of tabligh is taking place. How youngsters can be moving in the path of Allah, masjid to masjid, meeting the people, having youth programs, encouraging each other. You know, in a situation like this, Nabi Sam even said, يَعْتِيَ لَلْنَاسِ زَمَانٌ أَصَابِرُ فِيهَا عَلَى دِينِهِمْ قُلْ قَابِدِ عَلَى الْجَمْرِ. That a time will soon come upon the people where a person who's trying to remain steadfast on his deen will be like a person who's holding on to coal. You ever try to hold on to coal in a braai? Will you be able to hold it? That will be the condition. A person just to stay on sunnah, you know, to wear his kurta, to have the right hairstyle, to stay away from haram. He's too hard, man. He's not possible for me. But if you create an environment, beloved friends, where all the youngsters are on deen, practicing on amal, you know, doing good actions, etc., etc., then all the youngsters will find it easy. You know, sometimes we find it difficult. How must I dress like this? And how must I, you know, I'm feeling like a stranger also, being a person who's inviting my friends, calling them towards deen. Nabi Sam even said that deen began as something strange and will return as something strange. You know, فَتُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى. Glad tidings to the strangers. Those who made an effort and clung onto my sunnah and set right my sunnah, you know, after those came after me and tried to destroy the sunnah. So beloved friends and respected elders, you know, especially our youngsters who are here, let us all make niyat from now, inshallah, that, oh Allah, I want to be used for your deen. Whilst I'm making effort for dunya, you know, we get the objective of life and the necessity of life. Objective of life is to raise the name of Allah and the deen of Allah. Make Allah Ta'ala happy, follow the sunnah. Necessity of life is to go to school, go to campus, to work, etc., etc. But we mustn't mix the objective with the necessity. You know? There was a youngster at the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His name was Amr radiallahu Amr. So he says that we were living on the route between Makkah and Medina. So we heard that there was a prophet that was calling towards Islam and inviting the people towards the oneness of Allah, etc., etc. So he says that my family and our tribesmen, we said, you know, let's hold on for a bit. Right? We don't want to accept just now he's not on the right and people go to war at him and then we'll get involved. So they stayed on the road between Makkah and Medina and they waited. So every time people went to Makkah and accepted Islam and they were going towards Medina or going towards a certain route, they will come by this tribe and start telling them that there's a prophet who's claiming to be the Nabi of Allah and he's calling towards Islam, etc., etc. So what they used to do, they used to recite Quran. So this youngster used to memorize Quran from then. And this happened for a couple of years. Eventually, Islam became ghalib and people started accepting to Islam. And then the whole tribe decided that, you know what, let's we also go and embrace Islam. When they went to embrace Islam, Nabi Sallam told them and instructed them, etc., and advised them and said, when you go back to your people, make the person who knows the most of amount of Quran your imam. So I went back to my people, to my area and my tribe, and now the instruction for Salah came. So they're asking, okay, who amongst you knows the most amount of Salah, Quran? So everybody is looking around. So people are reciting a few ayats. So he started reciting. And he says, SubhanAllah, this guy knows the most amount of Quran. Yeah. So they made him the imam. The story comes in Fazali Amal also. So he says, I was 7 years old and I was the imam of my whole area. And I was even performing the janazah salas. SubhanAllah. So beloved friends and respected elders, we actually become men when 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 already, we're too old. By 14, 15, Sahaba already trying to move in the path of Allah. Umayr bin Abi Waqas and Abu Sa'id Khudri, Abdullah bin Abbas, they were trying to go for Badr, they were trying to go for Uhud. You know, Osama bin Zayd, 17, 18, he was already a leader of an army. So we also, beloved friends, let's we put ourselves forward, inshallah. Right? Ya Allah, we want to be used for your deen. We want 100% deen in Ashraful. We want all the youngsters to be in the masjid. And for this, I have to come out and learn the effort of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, learn the effort of Dawat and Tabligh. And let me become a means, inshallah, to learn the effort of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, learn the effort of Anbiya, so that complete deen can come alive in my area, my locality, especially in my home, when I get married now, you know, and then I got, like our Hafiz Umar, mashallah, he is much more happy than us tonight, he got his certificate, mashallah, you know, the one who got married, Mawlias, let's say his son-in-law, right? So, how we can become a means, inshallah, for deen coming alive. So for this, my friends, this is the effort that is taking place. Firstly, inshallah, let us make a niyat, how we can go out in the path of Allah, and we can learn this effort. What is the effort of tabligh? The effort of Dawat, the effort of Anbiya, effort of Nabi Sallam, effort of Sahaba. So first, what intention are you making? Format. So who is inshallah making niyat, inshallah, that ya Allah, I want to go one day, inshallah, and make niyat for 4 months. I want to spend time in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and I want to learn this effort. You know? You want to make this? So who is making niyat, inshallah? Right? Bismillah. Let's take names, inshallah. We need at least 10 or 15 names for 4 months, inshallah. Mashallah. MashaAllah. Let's get about 15 names for 4 months, inshallah. Right? We come out for 4 months. All 4 months. Let's get another 5-6 names for 4 months, inshallah. Who's making niyat? After matric, after university. Right? What is 4 months? You spend maybe 120 days in the path of Allah, in the masjid, relaxing, doing amal, bayans, programs, no stress on your head, different areas, different countries. What a wonderful experience. Right? And you see all ajeeb things. You know, Uncle A.K. Mamo from Cannon Road, I don't know if you all know him. He went in the early 2000s, he went to one country. That time, they didn't know about sensor taps and all that. So he went to this one masjid now in Australia or Europe or something. He said, I'm just sitting in a wudu khana there, I'm thinking, how am I open this tap? No tap here. So he's pressing the tiles and everything, he's saying, nothing happening. So he says, you know what, let me say Bismillah. So he's saying Bismillah and he's going like this and all that. His hand went under the sensor, the water came out. He says, Subhanallah, Bismillah opens the tap over here. Then they say, no, Ajizab, you have to put your hand under the sensor box, you know. So we'll go to different paths, different countries, different areas, beloved friends, and we'll be moving in a path of Allah, Subhanallah, learning the effort of deen. And in the 120 days, an effort to bring good habits into our life, remove bad habits. Who's also making niyat, inshallah? Gee, who's feeling shy to give the name for 4 months? We'll take your name down. Gee. Next intention? 4 months. How many names you got there? Let's get another 3-4 names, inshallah, for 4 months. Even after matric, right? Or after university, after studies. We can get some seniors also, youngsters at heart. MashaAllah. Youngsters are moving. See, who else, inshallah? Yeah, so brothers, mashallah, we got the holidays coming up also. Right, how we can make our holidays fruitful and how we can move with all these youngsters here together in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Right? The whole 40 days, inshallah. Right, who's making niyat for 40 days, inshallah, for December? Right, let's try and make intention. MashaAllah, Muhammadi. MashaAllah. Keep standing, all the brothers for 40 days. Right, another 5-6 names, inshallah. Bismillah, Bismillah, Bismillah. Don't feel shy, brothers. Now we're standing, Allah Ta'ala is witnessing. The Malaika writing, these youngsters are making intention. Commit Mu'a Faisal, inshallah. Who else is making niyat for 40 days? MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. 40 days, but there's 20 masjids around Durban, or around KZN. Only you and all the boys from Asheville, and some of our seniors over here. No stress, you know. No parents telling you, must take the buns out, this, that, clean the table. Only khidmat, but in Jamaat, mashallah. Who else is making it for 40 days? You know? Go see all the different masajid, different areas. Sometimes you go also, no masjid. Like Mufti Yusuf was saying once, they went in the Jamaat, and they had to stay in someone's house. So the one Haji Sahab also a bit senior, he went to make wudu. Then he came out and said, hey, Mufti Sahab, first day I'm checking this, you know a bidet, you get a bidet there, right? So now it's a bidet. Right? So he's saying, hey, this foot washer here is very small, man, that's fitting for me. So he put his foot inside. Who else is making it for 40 days, inshallah? Right? Imagine 40 days of amal, of tahajjud, of ishraq. Somebody is thinking, how these seniors every day they're reading the surah Yasin. They're doing the zikr every day. They tell out of Quran every day. You know, there has to be some training process that a person goes through. So this coming out in the path of Allah is for us. Actually, to get my amal back. To get my ta'aluk with Allah. Like a cell phone. You have to keep it charged. Sometimes it gets a bit flat. You can't even use it. Iman also sometimes gets flat. Can't open the Quran. Can't make it for Fajr on time. You know, can't finish my tasbihahs because the battery is flat. So we need to keep it charged. The longer you charge your phone, the better. Get it to 100%. So those 40 days, those 4 months is for that. To get the connectivity up. You see, in the right place, you know, youngsters are always looking for the right spot. Where the connectivity for the Wi-Fi is at its highest. Right? So in the same way, in the path of Allah, that's the right spot to get your iman to the highest. And the connectivity to Allah Ta'ala at its highest. Who else is making it 40 days? Okay, 20 days, inshallah. Who's making it for 20 days in December? We'll give you all a concession. This thing, discount. Who's ready for 20 days? 20 days, G, who's ready for 20 days? You ready? Ready. Come, let's get at least 5 names, inshallah. 5-10 names. They know 3 days is coming up. That's up. 10 days, 10 days is coming up next, you know. They're sharp, these guys. They know the 10-day tashkil is coming up. Okay, inshallah, who's ready for 10 days, inshallah? Only 5 masjids. By the time you get to the 3rd masjid, you have to come home. Alright, let's you all make niyat for 10 days, inshallah. Let's look at Allah. Ya Allah, you know what, I'm busy, I got this, all these things happening, December now, I don't know what's cutting, where the family is going, but ya Allah, I want to spend it in your masjid. You know, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا. The best of places, the best of cities, is the best of areas is the masjids of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Who's making niyat for 10 days? Let's stand up, inshallah. Right, let's get at least 10 names, mashallah, bismillah. Right, mashallah, mashallah. Mashallah, our madrasa students also can make niyat, inshallah, we've got some holidays coming up. Let's get all the names, inshallah. All the 10-day brothers, mashallah. Brothers, let's you all make niyat to join us, jamaat, inshallah. Last tashkil, now it is 3 days. When for December? Okay, everybody, inshallah, making niyat. Next weekend, the jamaat is going on for 3 days. You all ready? They all ready, inshallah. Who's taking on their names, yeah? Okay, okay, go by Dawood, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. For 3 days, inshallah. 3 days times 10, no worry. Everything that we do, we get multiplied by 10. So a person gives 3 days every month. How many days in a month he give? 30 days. That's why a person spends 3 days in the path of Allah every single month as if he spent his whole life in the path of Allah. He fasts 3 days every month as if he fasted for the whole month. Subhanallah. Right? So we all make niyat, inshallah. Who's ready for 3 days, inshallah, from here? Kasim. You better give your name, huh? Jee, you ready? Go by Nadim, inshallah. Nadim. Take their names on for 3 days, inshallah. Right, bismillah. MashaAllah. Who else is ready? Karsani. Go give your name there, inshallah. Just introduce yourself to brother Nadim. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Mulana Umir. Nasir. Jee. Just one very important announcement, brothers, from Dr. Saab. He's saying, everybody, inshallah, make niyat every day, our 5 times salah. Mustn't be a single day, we miss one salah, inshallah. Right? And Quran every single day, and our adhkar, our morning evening du'as also, and halal and haram, we must be a bit strict on, inshallah. Right? All of us make intention, inshallah. If our salah is intact, then our life will come intact, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah.
JazakAllah, we say JazakAllah to our speaker. MashaAllah for the excellent advices. And they say diamond cuts diamond. And an old toppy like me spoke to you. It won't really mean much. But a youngster speaking to a youngster, diamond cuts diamond. So MashaAllah, you all can identify, understand. He knows the lingo, knows the speech. So in this way, inshallah, we also become da'is also. Da'is with our friends in school, da'is with our cousins at home, with our friends that we play with. Time of salah comes, we with our bicycles, we're swimming. The time of salah, we stop everything and we pray our salah. We bring salah in our life, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala will give us lots and lots of barakah, inshallah. A person who is powered upon the salah, remember salah is a means of gaining success in dunya, qabr and akhirah. So JazakAllah once again to all the youngsters that have come, inshallah, the different tashkil groups. All those brothers doing tashkil, you requested to give the youngsters after the tashkil 5 to 7 minutes of tarahib, inshallah. Right? All those different tashkil groups, our teacher Dawood Saab De, Morana at the back, inshallah, and our Jamaat, just to give the youngsters a few minutes of tarahib, inshallah, after the tashkeel, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept. Thereafter, the azan will go at 1:45. Salah will be at 8 o'clock, inshallah, and then meals will be served downstairs immediately after the Isha Salah, inshallah. Thereafter, I don't have to tell the boys what's the program after the meals. I think they all know, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, inshallah. These boys that are sitting here, inshallah, can join one of the groups and listen to the tarawih, inshallah. Also, Maaf, a very special thanks also to those parents and those elders that have sat in the program and given us your special encouragement. We thank you, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala reward you all abundantly, inshallah.